I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me in these last few days.
November 10th. On this day in 1911, Andrew Carnegie formed his Carnegie Corporation for scholarly and charitable purposes. When he retired, he was one of the world's wealthiest men. He always had great respect for knowledge and education of any kind, and lived his life in three parts: to learn, to earn, and to return. He spent his early years learning and mastering the skills he needed. His middle life he spent accumulating huge sums of money, and his later life he spent returning his fortune to the world as charitable donations. At the time of his death, in 1919, aged 84, he had given away the equivalent of $5 billion at today's value. But he never forgot his roots, and in later years purchased and lived part of each year in Skibo Castle in the Highlands. Today's poem is a song of Scottish migrants remembering the old country. It's called Canadian Boat Song. From the lone sheeling of the misty island, mountains divide us and the waste of seas. Yet still the blood is strong, the heart is Highland, and we in dreams behold the Hebrides. We ne'er shall tread the fancy-haunted valley, where tween the dark hills creeps the small clear stream. In arms around the patriarch banner rally, nor see the moon on royal tombstones gleam. When the bold kindred in the time long vanished, conquered the soil and fortified the keep, no seer foretold the children would be banished, that a degenerate lord might boast his sheep. Come foreign rage, let discord burst in slaughter. Oh, then for clansmen true and stern claymore, the hearts that would have given their blood like water, beat heavily upon the Atlantic roar. Today I give thanks for those that travel from one country to make a new life in another, and by so doing, make the world a better place.